Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
The show. Are you struggling with neuropathy? For golfers, you found it right here. It's Tee to Green. It's the golf show. It's destination listening. If you are a dedicated golfer, thanks for checking us out. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with the Duke, Robert DeCosa, in Master Control. We have another great show for you today. These are interesting times for public golf or municipal golf, muni golf, as it's known in America. Golf is booming. More people are playing. More women, kids, seniors, and minorities are taking up the game. But it's not all as rosy as it may seem. Tee times are harder to come by, operating expenses are up, and golf green fees are soaring. Some public courses have a lot to navigate in 2024. Some are struggling, some are doing well. They're doing well in the city of Aurora, Colorado. The city owns and operates five public golf courses. Karen Rivoli is a marketing whiz for the golf division, and we will check in with her today right here on Tee to Green. Then later in the hour, we focus on junior golf and an organization called U.S. Kids Golf. It's been around a while. It's the ultimate destination for all things kids and junior golf, and tour director Bob DeGraw stops by today on Tee to Green.
The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from those double bogey blues.
It's America's longest-running network radio golf show, Tee to Green, now on Sirius Channel 217, XM Channel 203, and the Sirius XM app, the brand-new SXM app. You can listen to Tee to Green anywhere, anytime. I'm Jay Ritchie, teeing it up with Karen Rivoli from AuroraGolf.com. Next, right here on Tee to Green.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on Carol. She's more focused on hitting a high note than the car in front of her. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Golf. Golf. The language spoken here every Sunday on Tee to Green, the golf show. How you doing? Thanks for joining us. And welcome in. I'm Jay Ritchie. Robert DeCosa is in Master Control. And we've got another super show lined up for you today here on Tee to Green. We do appreciate you joining us for our broadcast today. Focus on the show today on a couple of different things we haven't talked about in a while. One, junior golf. Later in the hour, Bob DeGraw will be joining us. He's with an organization that has been around for a while. It's called U.S. Kids Golf. Bob is a tournament director. Works here in Colorado, but U.S. Kids Golf is nationwide. And we'll be checking in with him later in the hour to talk about the state of kids golf and U.S. Kids Golf here today on Tee to Green. Our first guest from the Denver area, in fact, Golf Aurora. She is the marketing coordinator for the golf division in the city of Aurora, Colorado, which has five public golf courses. We're going to look at the kind of the state of public golf in Aurora and in the United States these days in America. As we're getting ready to start up a brand new golf season, as soon as in some parts of the country things get warmer, things get a little better, and more favorable weather-wise for golf. But we're happy to welcome first-time guest, known her for a while, but first-time guest Kalo, Karen Rivoli, on Tee to Green today. Hi, Karen. How you doing?
Good, Jay. How are you doing?
We're doing fantastic. We could use a little more warm and sunshine to melt all the snow that we got a couple of days ago. I'm sure you're in the same boat up there, aren't you?
That's what I say. We need a dryer. You know, the other day we had a lot of really good wind and warm weather, and Meadow Hills lost like 6 inches of snow overnight in one day. So it's going pretty fast.
Yeah, we had a real good melt yesterday, but we had so much snow, even with the real good melt, we still got it. At least in my front yard and my backyard, we got a ton of snow around here in Colorado Springs. But as I was talking to a couple of people over the last couple of days, if you're a golfer, you got to be thinking, well, you know, the bad news is we got all this snow now. The good news is it's going to make the golf courses nice and green come prime golf season?
They are going to come out of this fantastic. We're going to be so green. Everyone's going to be ready for a great season for sure.
You have, is it five golf courses there in the city of Aurora?
Yeah, we have five, yep.
Yeah, and they're all public
we
courses,
sure do.
Are they not?
The five that the city of Aurora works that owns, we all have, yeah, we have five. There are more courses in the city of Aurora, but
yeah.
Ours, we have five. Yep. And it's great because we literally have something for everybody. We've got, you know, executives, obviously good for beginners and also good for folks wanting to work on their short game. And, you know, we have a couple of championship courses. And, yeah, we've got something that will challenge every golfer.
Yeah, the courses are Aurora Hills, Meadow Hills, Spring Hill, Saddle Rock, and Murphy Creek. I've played just one of the five. I played Murphy Creek. But how did this happen? Did the city I know that cities all over the country own and operate golf courses, but is five kind of unusual?
I mean, I think it's probably not the norm. I think most cities might have one or two. You know, when I first started, we had seven. And so I think we're maybe a bit of an anomaly. I think there are some cities that have, you know, multiple golf courses. I want to say Salt Lake City might have a handful as well. But, yeah, I mean, I feel like, boy, we're sure lucky because we just have a beautiful variety of golf courses up here.
Yeah, and that's got to keep you busy. How did you get started, and when did you start there in Aurora?
Oh, my goodness. You know what? It's amazing. I'm coming up on 18 years. I actually worked in radio before I got this job. And really, when I saw the posting, I'm like, this is like my dream come true because I love golf. So now I do, you know, my job is golf, so it's pretty great. But, yeah, I applied for a job almost 18 years ago, and I'm still doing the same thing, and I love it.
Well, it only took us 18 years to get together and do the radio show together.
What's wrong with us?
that's not on your end. We're with Karen Rivoli. She's known as Kalo. She's the marketing coordinator for the golf division. The city of Aurora, Colorado. Aurora is in the Denver metropolitan area, and I think it's now the second largest city in Colorado?
I think we might be third right behind you.
Okay.
I'm not sure that we've passed you guys yet. I want to say it's Denver, Colorado Springs, and then Aurora, but don't bank on that.
Yeah, okay. Being in the position you're in as far as when it comes to muni golf and public golf, I think you're in a great spot to give us some good insight on the state of public golf, municipal golf these days versus private courses and semi-private courses and things like that. It looks on the surface like public golf and municipal golf is pretty healthy right now.
You know, if we can thank COVID for anything, we can thank COVID for a little revitalization of golf. You know, it was the one thing that you could do to stay outside and do things. And so a lot of people picked up golf, and then people were working from home, so they had an opportunity maybe to get out more than they did before when they were working in the office all the time. And, you know, it just seems like we are still riding the high that we had from COVID.
Yeah, and I think the big question, and we get a lot of people on the show that talk about this with us, that bring it up a lot. The big question is, how do you keep riding that high, and how do you keep taking advantage of the fact that golf is going through a really popular stage right now?
Right. I mean, we're gonna love it while we can, and we try to create things that keep people's interest and ways to, you know, grow the game and get families involved and get kids involved. And so, yeah, we just, you know, we're going to enjoy it while we can. We understand, like everything in the world, that there's ups and downs. And right now golf is popular again, and people are out there enjoying it, which, you know, as golfers, we love that. So we love when other people learn what we love, you know?
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to get you on the show today, the fact that you guys do such a great job in all of those things you were talking about. I know there are challenges right now, the challenges of keeping, you know, new golfers and first-time golfers, the challenges of operating expenses going up these days, tee times hard to find because so many people are coming to the game or are wanting to play golf. Tee times, at least here in Colorado Springs, are hard to find. I'm sure, and I hear that from people not just here locally but all over the state and all over the country for that matter. And green fees are also getting up there and are really soaring as well. So in the midst of all those challenges, you guys seem to be doing pretty well handling all of that. Is that, am I off on that, or is that, you know, is that kind of where
I totally agree with that. I think one of the things for us that is helpful is that we have five different golf courses, and of course our range of rates, because we have different styles of golf courses. You know, not only do we have a golf course for everyone, we might have a green fee for everybody as well. So, you know, Spring Hill, a little bit less expensive. And so people can pick and choose, you know, how much money they can afford to pay. And I apologize for my voice. I seem to be losing my voice today. So, but I do feel like that is helpful, you know, being able to have five different options. And so if, you know, one course maybe doesn't have tee times, maybe there's something available at one of the other golf courses. So I think that's beneficial for us for sure.
A lot of people, and I didn't mention this when we talked in our over the phone a couple of days ago, a lot of people in the golf business, well, I hear the music starting up. So I'll hold on to that question. Karen's
okay.
going to be with us for two segments today. So we'll get into that when I come back. But we're talking about public golf, municipal golf. This lady is the marketing coordinator for the golf division in the city of Aurora, Colorado, in the Denver metro area. They have not one, but five public courses in that fall under their purview. And we're talking to Karen Rivoli today on TD Green about that. We're going to continue on the other side as we pick it up then on today's edition of TD Green. Robert DeCozy in Master Control. I'm Jay Ritchie. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
It's news, it's interviews, and it's lots of fun, too, every week for everyone interested in golf. It's Tee to Green. It's the Golf Show. I'm Jay Ritchie. We are live and coming your way on Sundays, 24/7, 52 weeks a year here on Tee to Green. We are talking about public golf, municipal golf, with Karen Rivoli. She is the marketing director for the golf division. The city of Aurora, Colorado, five golf courses owned and operated by the city of Aurora. She does the marketing for all of them. And before we went to break, Karen, I was going to ask you, as we've discussed a couple of days ago when we chatted about getting you on the show, unfortunately, some golf courses, some golf marketing people think that their idea of golf marketing is just opening the gates, opening the doors, and people are going to show up. That's not, thank goodness, that's not the approach you have there with Golf Aurora and the things you do. How, who decided you guys were going to be aggressive and go after and come up with programs for seniors, for women, for juniors, for even got a working women's program for ladies that can't get out and play during the week because they're doing their jobs. Who's put all your marketing ideas together, and how much support do you get from those in charge?
Well, I will say one thing for sure. You know, we're so lucky because we have an amazing team of head golf superintendents and golf professionals. And I'll digress for a second and say that our superintendents are all golfers, too, which you don't have to be a golfer to be a grass guy, but that just gives us an added benefit, I think. And our team is just amazing. You know, we have meetings and we toss ideas around. And so it's not all just one person. It's a group. It's a group effort. And, you know, we talk about the pros and cons of, hey, what are we doing? Should we try this? Should we try that? The thing that I love when I first got here is that they always had the attitude of, hey, let's try it. If we don't like it or if it doesn't work or whatever, then we'll step aside and try something different. So I feel really lucky that we have a group of people that are part of the golf team that, you know, have great ideas. And it's never just one person, you know.
Yeah, one of the things you guys really promote is kids golf. We're going to have Bob DeGruy from U.S. Kids Golf coming up later in the hour. But ages 17 or younger are free with the paying adult. Is that the case at all of your courses?
Yeah, and I want to talk about that a little bit because this is probably my favorite program, and this is why. You know, golf is not cheap. And so, you know, if you don't want to take your kids out and play golf and they only want to hit the driver or they only want to play a couple of holes, and this program makes it great because you could take them out, kids golf free every day after 2 o'clock at all of our golf courses. If you have two kids, the second kid is only $5. The kids don't pay a cart fee. And, you know, the great thing is that it just doesn't break the bank for the family. So if you have a kid that just likes to hit the driver, you're not going to get mad when they only say, I just want to hit my driver, you know, because you're out there, you're spending time with them on the golf course, and they're not getting stressed out because they have to hit every shot. You're not getting stressed out because you want them to make it worth your while. It just gives them an opportunity to get out on the golf course with you and do as much or as little as they want. And I think that's a better attitude. I think that's a way to kind of get them more intrigued by the game. Nobody's mad, you know?
Yeah, amen to that. I can remember when my son was younger, like 12, 13 years old, I used to take him and a couple of his friends out to play. And they would just have a blast. They would have so much fun, and I'd have so much fun with them. And for the four of us, a nine-hole course here in Colorado Springs, I won't mention the name, but you could play for about $28. That was years ago. The same, if I was doing that today, taking my son and his buddies out to play, they were just kids, 12, 13 years old, it would cost like $65 or $70 to do that. Who can do
That's
that
right.
anymore without breaking the bank?
Exactly. That's why I love this program. And not only that, it just changed. But when the time changes, we push that back to 1 o'clock. So you still have an opportunity, because other than when we have 17 inches of snow or 2 feet like you guys might have, you can get out in the afternoon if it's 55 degrees and you could still get in some golf. So we changed that so that during the winter it pushes back a little bit so you have more of an opportunity to get out there and play with the kids maybe, on a weekend or if there's no school.
With five courses, say you're looking at, you're running the numbers on the five courses, and one of the five is lagging behind. How do you juggle, what you're pushing, what you're promoting with five different courses? What's the process there?
That's a great question. What we'll do is at the beginning of the year, we'll look at it and we'll say, okay, let's be honest, Meadow Hills and Aurora Hills, they're looking really good. They're busy. There's nothing worse than promoting something and then somebody can't get on the golf course, right? So say we say, oh, okay, we want to work on Spring Hill. Maybe there's not as many people. Sometimes people have a feeling about an executive golf course. Oh, I don't want to play that golf course. It's too easy. And let me tell you, I can shoot the same score at Saddle Rock that I do at Spring Hill because it's challenging. So we just might make a decision to say we're going to focus some of our marketing dollars or some of our marketing efforts to push Spring Hill. So we may just, do things that highlight Spring Hill. So maybe it's an interview and we're talking about Spring Hill, or maybe it's an advertisement and we're just going to push Spring Hill, obviously mentioning at the bottom, five great golf courses, whatever. But so we'll talk about that. And I will say in the last, 5 years, that really hasn't been an issue. We're blessed to be able to say that.
Yeah, as opposed to a country club or a private course or semi-private course, being public and being municipal courses, you kind of have to be all things to everybody, do you not?
Yes, I would agree with that. We have to offer, absolutely agree with that.
Yeah, so you have to look at programs and opportunities for, as we mentioned earlier, for minorities, for kids, for seniors, for veterans, for women golfers. So that's a lot on your plate.
That's a lot on you. You just said women, and I just want to say one of the things that we started doing, which I think is kind of fun, is we do, we let moms play free on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of fun, after 12 o'clock, because, moms want to go to brunch, right? And so they go out to breakfast or they go out to brunch, and then they can play golf for free in the afternoon.
So right now,
at all five golf courses.
At all five. That's outstanding.
Yeah.
If you are all of these programs, if you have a program for one course, is the program also incorporated in all five?
That's a good question as well. It just really depends on the program. Oftentimes, yes, we try to do the same thing at all golf courses, but sometimes it doesn't work. A perfect example is we do for Memorial Day and Veterans Day, we do, veterans get a special deal on Memorial Day and Veterans Day, but we do it at Spring Hill, probably because they're right across the street from Buckley Space Floor Space. So it makes sense to do something for the veterans there on those two holidays.
Right now, your courses are covered in snow, and like a lot of courses, not just here in Colorado, but across the country, waiting for the weather to get better. When do you guys really gear up? When does it hit for you?
Well, that's funny that you say that, because the people are so gung-ho to play golf year-round. It's amazing. Like, after we've had some snow, and then, you watch the forecast, and we're going to have a couple of 60-degree days, they're ready to go and they're busy. So we play golf really year round. And I mean, I would say maybe April, to answer your question, probably April, May. But that being said, we're always, when Dennis Lyon hired me, he goes, there's no off season. There's no off season in golf because you can play year round as long as there's none of this white stuff sitting around.
Yeah, that's a great point. I want to throw a couple words at you right now, and I want your reaction and tell us how it's been going. You're doing the dynamic pricing on your green fees, is that right?
Yeah. Yep.
So explain that a little bit, real quick.
So it's kind of like the airlines when you buy your plane ticket. You know, if you can. So it really helps you decide when you really want to play. Obviously, the busiest time to play golf is Saturday, Sunday morning. And so the dynamic pricing just prices it for dependent on how busy you are. If you're able to pick and choose when you can play, you can always find some rates that might be lower. And for us, it's the same thing. I just want to say, like with Southwest, best rates are found online. So, you know, if you go to the website, you can find the best prices. But so it's a lot like the airlines. It's based on supply and demand.
GolfAurora.com, by the way, the website, that's GolfAurora, AURORA.com, the website. Are things working out for you with that?
Yeah, we're doing really well, and people are playing golf. They want to get out there, and they want to play, and, you know, the views are amazing, and golf is fun. Well, sometimes. Depends on how you're playing, right?
Yeah. Congratulations on 18 years with the Aurora Golf. And,
Thank you.
I can't believe the time has flown by already. I hear the music. We got to break away, but we'll bring you
awesome.
Back, and we won't wait 18 years to do it. How's that?
That sounds fantastic, because I don't think I'll still be here in another 18 years. At least I hope not. I hope I'm
Kalo.
Playing golf in the South somewhere.
Kalo Karen Riverly from Aurora Golf, Aurora, Colorado, with us today on TD Green.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Your top source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, or on your smartphone. Lots of ways to listen to Tee to Green these days. I'm Jay Ritchie. Appreciate you checking us out and listening however you are joining us today. Before we get to our next guest, Bob DeGruy from U.S. Kids Golf, a quick reminder from our friends at Divot Magazine about Colorado's premier golf discount program, the Green Saver. Are you tired of paying too much for golf? I know I am. That's why I've got my copy already of the 2024 Green Saver. For over 25 years, Green Saver has helped golfers save thousands on green fees, golf products, and other services. Now available in either book or mobile format, you can save with two-for-ones, half-off, other discounted green fees, free cart rentals, plus there are discounts on retail, lessons, club fittings, travel, and much, much more, all for just $49. Never pay full price to golf again. The 2024 Green Saver gives you more courses, more offers, more value, and less restrictions than any golf discount program in Colorado. The more you play, the more you save. For just $49, you can experience some great golf without breaking the bank. Plus, all Green Saver members now get a free membership to the Brew Saver. That's Colorado's beer, wine, and spirits discount program. For more info or to order, go to greensavergolf.com. That's greensavergolf.com, and never pay full price to golf again. All right, let's head to our Tee to Green guest line. Joining us from U.S. Kids Golf, leading the world in kids golf, Bob DeGruy, the tournament director, is on line with us right now. Hi, Bob. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Jay. How are you doing?
Yeah, you make it through the big snowstorm okay?
Boy, it really came down, didn't it?
Yeah, it sure did. But it's getting warmer. We had a good melt-off yesterday, and as I mentioned with Karen Rivoli, our last guest from Aurora Golf, it's going to pay off for golfers because the courses are really going to green up and get really nice with all the precipitation and the moisture. So that's the good news, I guess.
I'm excited about it. That's what's going to happen. You're right. We're going to wake up to newer, greener golf courses. I'm looking forward to it.
U.S. Kids Golf, the mission to help kids have fun learning the lifelong game of golf and to encourage family interaction that builds lasting memories. That's a pretty good mission statement. How long have you guys been around?
U.S. Kids Golf started in the late 90s, 97. A fellow by the name of Dan Van Horn was the founder of our organization. He started it to build kid-scaled golf clubs. So he was really the first person that really did it the way that we all now do it with junior golf clubs. So it was, you know, those the proper kinds of shafts and lengths and weights and so forth. So he wanted to have something complementary to it. There is today around the country, I'll have 25 to 30 tournaments that I'll be doing up and down the Colorado Front Range this year, generally speaking, one a week. But around the country, we do nearly 1,700 golf tournaments of this nature around the country. We have state invitationals. We have regional championships. We have our world championships, of course, are really noteworthy. It's the largest junior golf tournament in the world every year. Happens at Pinehurst every year over, a dozen or more golf courses out there. So I'm sure some of the listeners have probably seen the movie on Netflix called The Short Game. That pretty much describes what it might be like for some of the participants who that's their goal when they get involved in these things, is to go to that world championship.
Yeah, you're with the Colorado chapter in the Front Range of Colorado chapter, but U.S. Kids Golf is national. Any idea how many kids are involved nationally?
I'm looking at, you know, the information that the latest stuff I have is compiled from 2022, so I'm a year behind on what I've got. But looking at 2022 information, we touched just under 30,000 kids around the world in our programs. So, you know, I got really, really fortunate. Rick Tim was my predecessor, and Rick had run this, had developed a wonderful program prior to my being involved with it. I helped Rick for several years prior to my taking it over. Rick decided he was going to move to Tennessee. And so I had a well-established thing. But, you know, some people start these things from scratch.
Yeah.
We're lucky. We have a nice little turnout week to week. We generally have over 100 kids. And ours is very family-oriented. And even the different tour directors like myself around the country have competing thoughts about the value of having caddies. Many of the other tour directors are thankful that as kids get older, they choose not to have a caddy very often. I encourage caddies, and I think even for some of our better players, that occasional opportunity to have dad or grandpa or uncle or whoever on the bag is can only be helpful, and but it also encourages some coaching that maybe doesn't need to take place. So proper caddying is good stuff.
Yes, so, in absolutely. It's leading the world in kids golf. It's called U.S. Kids Golf. We're with Bob DeGruy. Bob, what are the age guidelines from when to when? What qualifies as a kid?
Each week. Each tournament, a tour tournament, I set up seven different team markers, seven different yardages. All the kids that are 10 and under play nine holes. So they'll play various ranges. You know, my kids that are six and under might play a course that's a 1,200-yard par 36 golf course. It's going to have two par threes, two par fives, and the rest par fours. Whereas as the kids age up, they're going to play continuously longer courses. We use the longleaf method of yardages out there. So the thing that's really interesting about this is I get to watch kids every year come in and start playing golf at age 7, 8, 9 years old. Right. And they're out there shooting in the mid to high 30s. Commonly. I mean, it's not unusual for me to see a 7, 8, 9-year-old girl or boy shoot under par. And I assure you that many of us regular golfers may not go out on that same course that kid just played and match that score. It's pretty, it's a pretty amazing golf week to week.
So do you guys recruit the kids into the program, or do the kids and parents come to you?
You know, it's a valid question. I don't know the answer to it. The brand, our equipment brand, is so well known. It is just, it's a massive brand within the golf community. You can't be a junior golfer and not be familiar with U.S. Kids Golf brand, our equipment brand. So I think that the two collaborate. They commensal. They work commensally off of each other. I think that we have a system of instructors and coaching and so forth that engages. We've got a whole group of instructors out there that become, that go through our program and understand some of the unique things of coaching and instructing junior golfers. So it's a really well thought out overall program, U.S. Kids Golf. It's a pleasure to be involved with, and you know, for a guy like me, I couldn't be luckier. You know, I think really my goal, as much as anything, is to be that broken record of trying to get these kids to play golf in 4 hours and 20 minutes. I don't succeed in that all that often, but I think that we do a great job of of teaching pace of play. And I think that's part of what we in golf need to do. And sadly, no matter what, I still play in men's clubs. And we have to talk about it all the time, all the time. We have, you know, we maybe don't have the best representatives that we watch each week on TV showing us how to play a round of golf. And so that's, I think as much as anything, that's my responsibility to back to the families, is to get these kids to play golf in pace and understand, get that golf clock built into their head so that when you're behind, you know it and you play a little bit quicker.
Yeah, amen to that. Yeah, pace of play, golf etiquette, all parts of U.S. kids golf, along with the equipment. One of the big barriers to kids playing golf used to be the equipment. I remember when my son was young and I was trying to get him into golf, I would take a couple of my old clubs that I didn't use anymore, cut them down, regrip them, and that. And I'm sure I was not alone. A lot of dads, a lot of moms, parents, grandparents were doing that for the junior golfers in the family. But now you don't have to do that anymore. They're making tons of kids golf clubs and golf equipment designed specifically for them, correct?
Right, exactly. You know, I mean, I guess if you look at these kids, we're seeing Wyndham Clark playing so well this weekend. You know, we're seeing this generation of kids that grew up playing with this kind of equipment their whole life. They didn't play with the clubs that you and I, literally clubs that you and I were trying to haul around. You know, when I was a kid, you know, when I outgrew mom's clubs, I was kind of, you know, when I was in that gangly age of wherever I was, you know, 11 years old or wherever I was in life, mom's clubs were too small and dad's clubs were, don't touch those things.
Exactly. So, the other thing, quickly, as we're running out of time, are National Parent Child Camps. Tell us about that.
We've run all kinds of different tournaments. We do have some parent child events. I haven't run a parent child event on the Colorado Front Range since year one that I did this. I took this over in year one of our COVID year. I took it over in 2000. So. I am not really part of that parent-child program, but we do have parent-child events in many of our tour cities that I know everybody likes to participate in. We might have one of those this year. It's possible. I have three tours a year, so I have a spring, a summer, and a fall. We start in southern Colorado in the springtime, starting in mid-April, Sunday afternoons, and then summertime, we have events around Metro Denver on Tuesdays in June and July around Metro Denver. And then in the fall, we go to northern Colorado and play around Greeley, Fort Collins, Loveland, up in that area.
The website for more information is uskidsgolf.com, uskidsgolf.com. Is that where you go not only for information but to sign up and to get involved, Bob?
Yep. There's boundless information. If they go to the site, they'll find information on the different tours. They'll find information on different regional events that we have and national events. Lots of information at that site.
Leading the world in kids golf, U.S. Kids Golf, uskidsgolf.com, the website for more information. Happy to have Bob DeGruy on the show today. Bob's got the Colorado Division, Colorado Chapter, and the Front Range of Colorado for U.S. Kids Golf. Thanks, Bob. Good work. Good job. Keep it going.
Appreciate it, Jay. Thanks a bunch.
All righty. Bob DeGruy here on TD Green today. Be right back after this.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Fastest hour in radio and the quickest hour in golf. Can't believe how quickly the time has flown by today. We are almost out of time here, but not done yet. Time to check in. The LPGA Tour Champions and LIV Golf are all idle this weekend. The PGA Tour has the Pro Golf Stage all to itself, and they've got a biggie going on. The 50th Players Championship in Ponte Vedra, TPC Sawgrass, the Pete Dye course, with, of course, the famous, the fabulous 17th Island Green, and a good leaderboard as well. How about this? Xander Schauffele, 17 under par, one shot better than Wyndham Clark in second place at 16 under par, and Brian Harman in third place at 15 under par. So you got Schauffele 17 under, Clark 16 under, and Harman 15 under. Matthew Fitzpatrick, Maverick McNealy tied at 13 under par, and the defending champion Scottie Scheffler is at 12 under par, and that's pretty much, I think, anybody further back than that has no chance going into the final round today. The final round today on NBC, the 50th Players Championship. My goodness. We are all getting older, aren't we? That's at TPC Sawgrass in Ponte Vedra, Florida. Our thanks today to Karen Rivoli, Kalo, the marketing coordinator, marketing director for the golf division in the city of Aurora, Colorado, golfaurora.com for more information there. If you want to check out with, if you want to play golf, if you're in Colorado, want to play any of their five golf courses. And if you just want to give Karen a call and talk to her about how to do it correctly, market golf in 2024, she would be definitely a person you want to talk to. Bob DeGruy, the tour director for the Front Range of Colorado for U.S. Kids Golf, our other guest on the show today. Thank you to him. USKidsGolf.com for more info. We will talk to you next week. Till then, hit 'em long, hit 'em straight.